Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Chico Salmon. Batting second. The shortstop, Dick Houser. Batting third. The first baseman, Bob Chance. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting sixth. The catcher, Joe Askew. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Vic Davalillo. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Woody Held. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Kralik. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jack Kralik. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting second. The second baseman, Wayne Causey. Batting third. The left fielder, Ken Harrelson. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jim Gentile. Batting sixth. The catcher, Doc Edwards. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Nelson Matthews. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John O'Donohue. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, John O'Donohue. And now, play ball. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Matthews, who is chasing the ball. Salmon reaches third base with a triple. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to home to get Salmon. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Bob Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Houser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito takes first base on ball four. Harrelson moves to second. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0, Athletics. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a fly ball into right field. Salmon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a fly ball into center field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Alvis moves to second. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Alvis moves to third. Two outs. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles hits a pop-up towards first. Chance settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews takes first base on ball 4. John O'Donohue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Donohue hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kralik fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 1 in the game. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. O'Donohue moves to second. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 1 in the game. Causey takes first base on ball 4. O'Donohue moves to third. Campaneris moves to second. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Harrelson hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held strikes out. One out. Jack Kralik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kralik hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Salmon hits a fly ball into left field. Harrelson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 1 in the game. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Causey fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Gentile hits a fly ball into right field. Salmon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 1 in the game. Edwards hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 1 in the game. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is 0 for 1 in the game. Chance hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 1 in the game. Wagner strikes out. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Alvis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0 for 1 in the game. Askew hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alvis moves to second. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Davalillo takes first base on ball 4. Alves moves to third. Askew moves to second. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 1 in the game. Held takes first base on ball 4. Alves scores. Askew moves to third. Davalillo moves to second. It's 3-1, Athletics. Jack Kralik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kralik is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kralik hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kralik for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Matthews hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Athletics. John O'Donohue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Donohue is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Donohue hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Campaneris hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Causey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. O'Donohue moves to second. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew fires to second and picks off O'Donohue for the out. Two outs. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Harrelson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Salmon strikes out. One out. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 2 in the game. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is 0 for 2 in the game. Chance hits a fly ball into center field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Gary Bell now pitching. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Gentile hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Athletics. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Edwards hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Bell. Edwards moves to third. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 2 in the game. Charles takes first base on ball 4. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Matthews hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 8-1, Athletics. John O'Donohue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Donohue is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. O'Donohue strikes out. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Campaneris strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-2 in the game. Wagner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Alvis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wagner moves to second. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Askew hits a fly ball into center field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Davalillo hits a pop-up towards third. Charles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Held hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wagner moves to third. Alvis moves to second. Billy Moran pinch hits for Gary Bell. Billy Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Moran now playing second base. Ted Abernathy now pitching. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Causey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. Causey moves to second. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Colavito hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 2-for-3 in the game, with two home runs. He's got four RBIs. Gentile hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Causey scores. It's 9-1, Athletics. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Askew for a passed ball. Gentile moves to second. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Abernathy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jose Tartabull now playing left field. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Salmon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-3 in the game. Hauser hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is 0 for 3 in the game. Chance hits a pop-up towards short. Campanera settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wagner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hauser moves to third. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Alves hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 home runs and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Matthews takes first base on ball 4. John O'Donohue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Donohue is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. O'Donohue hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Matthews moves to second. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Askew strikes out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Davalillo takes first base on ball 4. Paul Dickin pinch hits for Ted Abernathy. Paul Dickin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickin hits a fly ball into center field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is 0 for 1 in the game. Moran hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Matthews. Moran reaches second base with a double. Davalillo moves to third. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple. Salmon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Matthews who is chasing the ball. Salmon reaches third base with a triple. Davalillo scores. Moran scores. It's 9-3, Athletics. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Hauser takes first base on ball 4. Bob Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is 0 for 4 in the game. Chance hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Indians 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Pedro Ramos now pitching. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Moran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Tardabul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tardabul hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Tardabul moves to second. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Colavito hits a pop-up towards third. Alves settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single and two home runs. He's got 5 RBIs. Gentile takes first base on ball 4. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Edwards is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 3 for 4 in the game, with three singles. Alves hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Askew hits a fly ball into center field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Athletics, 9, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.